Hey, this is Nate with Pure Life Ministries, and in this Timeless Truth segment from the archives, Kathy Gallagher is talking with Mike Johnston about the incredible beauty of forgiveness, and she shows hurting wives how to walk in that spirit toward their husbands. Here we go.
Kathy, I know that you were thrilled to get this letter from Yolanda, a subject matter that I know you also love to talk about because it's become very real to you and Steve. She wants some information, some help on living the mercy life. Her problem is, how do you live the mercy life in a marriage where you've been hurt by your husband?
Yeah. First of all, Mike, I'd like to try and describe what the mercy life is. As we know it here at Pure Life Ministries, the mercy life is a life where we put the needs of others above our own. It's a biblical life. The mercy life is a life where you are meeting the needs of other people, where you see a need and you fill it. And that can be applied in any situation in life, literally any situation. You can go to the office, someone there could be in need. You could do some small thing to meet a need for someone that's struggling at work, a neighbor. There's just an endless list of ways that you can just simply meet a need. You know, there's just a very simple life lived out because you love Jesus, because he lives in you. You do kindnesses to other people. And in the marriage, how that works is, especially with a husband who's been in sexual sin, a lot of women are afraid to be too kind because you have your guard up. But I just want to encourage wives that the mercy life in a marriage is pretty much the only way to live your life in a way that's pleasing to God.
Well, basically what you're saying then, Kathy, is the mercy life is what Christianity is really supposed to be about. But you're not talking about just people doing good things for other people, although there's nothing wrong with that. But it has to be motivated by something. What is it in us as we mature as Christians? What is it that we begin to see that produces a mercy life in us?
I think it's, you know, as time goes on, it's the love of Jesus that takes over in us. And you see need and you want to meet need. I'll never forget a lady I met up in Vermont, a woman. She was an elderly woman. She was just such a tremendous blessing to me. And I don't even know why she said this to me. She walked up to me and she wrapped her arms around me and she said, "The most godlike characteristic there is forgiveness." That was many years ago when she said that. And it really affected me when she said it. And I was trying to process through, why are you saying this to me? And over the years, it has become so real to me what she was saying. Actually, it was Jesus himself speaking to me that is the characteristic that is manifested in the life of a believer that shows we really belong to Jesus. Forgiveness, mercy, love, all of that. You know you've been born from above when you love the brethren. You know you know you're a believer. That's how you know you're a true believer, is if you love the brethren and mercy's flowing out of your life. And as we mature as Christians, that's what comes out of us.
Now, Kathy, I know as you're saying that, people are going to be thinking to themselves, women are going to be thinking to themselves, okay, I have to go be merciful. I have to generate forgiveness in my heart. But we can't do that on our own. We have to have a revelation of something for that to take place.
Right. And the revelation is, I think when we come to terms with the mercy that's been done to us, when we understand, when we really grasp the goodness of God to us, it becomes much easier to forgive those who've offended us. But if you don't comprehend, really, if it's not real to you in your spirit, how much debt has been forgiven you, then it becomes very difficult then to forgive the debt of another, even if it is your husband. Now, I understand it as well as any woman listening, how much it hurts to be devastated by your husband's unfaithfulness. And yet I know, and I knew at the time, what a sinner I was and how much God had forgiven me, and how could I not forgive Steve? And that was God. That wasn't Kathy Gallagher. It's not in me to be that way. And I think that that's a very big thing for a lot of women to really examine themselves when they get in a self-righteous spirit and they don't want to forgive and they want to hold their husband's sin against them. Just remember the debt that has been forgiven you. Your husband's sin is not worse, you know, than your sin. Yeah. It's not God forgave you a little bit and God needs to forgive him a whole bunch. Yeah. We are all on equal footing.
And whether it's your husband or anyone else, it is that recognition of our own sinfulness that is the beginning of living the mercy life.
Right.
Now, how does a wife, can you help us? Are there some practical ways that a wife can help her husband in a situation like this? What are the needs of her husband who may be struggling with sexual sin?
Well, there's a lot of things a woman can do. Number one is just without becoming overbearing and demanding, she needs to interject, you know, for instance, she should offer for them to pray together. It should be the husband. I just want to clarify that this should be the husband's role, but we have to deal with reality. And a lot of guys that are struggling with sexual sin aren't there. So she can offer to pray with them. They can study the word together. But he needs his wife to support him as he struggles through. That doesn't mean that you know, you're putting your seal of approval on his sin, but you're there for him and you're believing with him and you're going to just throw yourself into this marriage as best you can while he works his way through it. If he's in a repentant spirit, if he's in a repentant heart. And a lot of men that we deal with, a lot of men that women are married to are not in a repentant state of heart. So she's just, you know, everybody's got their own set of circumstances that they have to navigate through. If he's not repentant, she can't be his cheerleader. So I'm speaking to women whose husbands are really trying to work through it. She can really offer herself and be supportive, be not afraid to give of herself. And he needs that.
Well, I'm glad you made that point because mercy does not always take the same form. Sometimes mercy requires that we rebuke someone.
Yeah, mercy can be very severe at times. And there were many times when I had to just like pull the plug on Steve. In fact, I'll just mention here one time, and I did not know that it was the Lord directing me. It took me several months to figure it out, but I kept sensing that I needed to separate myself from Steve. And that seemed like the weirdest thing to me because he was doing so well in my mind. I thought he was really doing good. And I kept getting this leading to separate myself. Well, eventually I did. And sure enough, I found out the whole time I thought he was doing great, he was doing terrible. So when I did the mercy thing, which was to separate myself from him, it ended up really being the merciful thing. And that was the thing that turned it around for Steve. And there are times when a woman will just have to put her foot down. But again, I always feel like I have to balance everything I say with, you've got to be in the right spirit because we can operate in the flesh. It's too easy to be in the flesh and think what we're doing is mercy when it's really just your flesh controlling. Mercy is love in action. It meets the need of another person.
Whatever that need is.
Whatever that need is. And it's always cost you something. Whether emotionally, spiritually, physically, when you love someone else, you're giving of yourself. So it's not that you don't do mercy to get something. Mercy is you give it away.
And of course, the greatest example we have of mercy was Jesus.
Yeah.
And what he did for us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening. For over 35 years, Pure Life Ministries has been the go-to for those whose lives have been devastated by sexual sin. Visit us on the web for more information about our life-changing counseling programs and powerful teaching materials. Also, check out our video clips of men and women whose lives have been radically transformed. All that and more at purelifeministries.org.